Hey everyone, you're listening to the Gary Cantrell Podcast, and today we're going to talk part one of how to start a podcast. I'm so excited for this. Y'all ready? Let's go. Woo. Welcome everyone. My name is Gary Cantrell, and if you're new here, I'm a 14-year podcaster. I've worked with live internet radio broadcasting, and I love to create videos. For the next couple of weeks, I wanted to share my insight on starting a podcast. Look, I get it. Everyone is talking about starting a podcast right now. You've probably thought about it many times over, and now you want to jump in on the action. The goal of this series is to give you the no BS look into what it takes to starting a podcast, to be consistent with it, and when you've decided you're going to stick with it, how to make it sound really good. Let's start with your goals, though. What you should be asking yourself is, why do I want to start a podcast? If I do start a podcast, what will my message be? Who am I trying to speak to with this podcast? If you can't answer all those questions, you should probably hold off starting until you can answer them. Did you know that there are over 1 million podcasts right now? When I started back in 2007, there was less than 250,000, and what blew my mind more than anything was that out of those million, there are only around 300,000 podcasts that have uploaded something in the last month. Shout out to Buzzsprout's head of marketing, Alban Brook, who was on Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income podcast, sharing that knowledge. When I heard that, it blew my mind, but on the other hand, I wasn't too surprised given how easily we tend to give up on ourselves. Yes, I have done this before myself. You are not alone. And that's why I really want you to think long and hard if you really want to dive into this world of podcasting. Imagine this. You start a podcast, and 8 weeks in, you've started to build a nice community. And let's just say it's between 50 to 100 listeners. They are absolutely hooked on your podcast. You are speaking to them in a way where they cannot imagine how they've gone this far in their life without your insight. That's a huge impact, right? Now imagine this. You've suddenly decided, I'm not really feeling this anymore. I'm just going to stop, or maybe even, wow, I put all this time in and all I have is only 100 listeners. Y'all know how I feel about that word only, right? I say this because I know people have thought this before. I say this because I myself have had these thoughts, and I don't think it's fair to people who invest their time and energy into you and your podcast only for you to decide that a couple of listeners just ain't worth it and you're going to leave that behind. Don't be that person. But on the other end of the spectrum, let's say you've answered all the above questions, you are committed to making this work, and you're ready to get started. Great! Now you've got to figure out what your upload frequency will be and how long your target runtime will be. Consistency is everything, and if you're going to build a community with your podcast, you've got to let the listeners know exactly what they can expect from you. Also, I do get it that from time to time we're busy, and that sometimes a podcast may be a day or two late uploading, or you might even miss a week. That's okay. All you have to do is let your audience know that in the first episode what they can expect from you. For instance, hey guys, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I'll be uploading every Tuesday, but I just want to let you know that given the nature of my job, I may occasionally be a day or two late, or I may even miss a week, but I'll be sure to let you know on my socials if that happens. So what do we do there? Not only have you given people a heads up that you may miss a week or be late, but you've also given them a reason to follow you on your social media accounts to stay tuned for updates. That's great. Now, when it comes to runtime, this is really dependent on a couple of things. The nature of your content, what you're talking about, whether you'll be having a guest on, etc. The great thing about podcasting is that it doesn't require screen time, so people can passively listen to you. So it's not out of the realm of possibility to have a podcast running well over an hour. Now, if you want my opinion on this, I think the longer podcasts are better suited for when you have a guest. Having a long conversation with someone and letting the listener listen in like a fly on the wall is really cool. If you're someone that's going to be doing these podcasts solo, you might consider how you can jam-pack tons of value in 30 minutes or less. Remember, these aren't hard and fast rules. They're just suggestions. You might build a huge audience that could listen to you talk for hours. So gauge feedback from your listeners see what they prefer, then adjust based on the demand and what your gut is telling you. So to recap, what have we covered here today? We've talked about what questions you should be able to answer before starting your podcast. We've talked about why you should take a stronger look at your consistency before starting your podcast. We've covered how long your podcast should be. Now we've got to talk about how you're going to record your podcast and where it's going to live, but that's a podcast for another week. I want to keep these short, okay? Be sure to subscribe to this podcast feed so that you get next week's podcast the moment it comes out, and we'll talk about the various podcast hosting options and which one is right for you, as well as some possible equipment you'll want to look into. Thank you so much for checking out part one of this How to Start a Podcast series, and I look forward to chatting with you in part two. Now, in the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter. Both you can find me at Gary Cantrell. See you next time. Have a great day, everybody.